The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM, we have been hearing more and more about the need for bipartisanship in this country. I think people are waxing nostalgic for that time when, opposing party congressmen, senators could argue over bills during the day and then go out for a cocktail in the evening. And that just doesn't seem to happen much anymore. Harkening back to that is an organization that actually grows out of bipartisan legislation introduced by Democratic Senator Birch Bayh and Republican Senator Bob Dole in the days following the 1980 presidential election as the two worked across party lines to pass the Bayh-Dole Act. And now the organization that has grown out of that is Bayh-Dole 40. And joining us to talk more about the need for bipartisanship, former staffer for Senator Birch Bayh and the current executive director at Bayh-Dole 40, Joe Allen. We're also joined by Betsy DePerry, a cancer survivor who is alive, perhaps because of the Bayh-Dole Act. Joe, I want to start with you real quick. Just kind of explain to us how Bayh-Dole came to be.
We found out that because of certain policies, even though the taxpayers were funding billions and billions of dollars of research, they were not being turned into commercial products because all the incentives for doing so had been destroyed. So Bayh-Dole, even though they disagreed in a lot of other things and certainly were very loyal to their parties, agreed to work together on this. And as you said, they were able to cobble together a bipartisan coalition of people like Ted Kennedy and Strom Thurmond, who again were completely opposite sides of the political spectrum. But I think Bayh-Dole had so much respect, and also we'd done our homework, so we were able to really say, this doesn't make any sense to the American taxpayer. And because of that, we changed the law. Now you have government-funded research being one of the drivers of our economy. And as you alluded to in your opening comments, people like Betsy DePerry are alive today, literally, because we have incentives now to turn government-funded research into useful products that can save people's lives and drive the economy.
Betsy, when you have cancer, you don't care whether a Republican or a Democrat funded the research that goes into the drug that's going to save your life, do you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Betsy, tell us a little bit about the drug and about your story.
So I had an incurable, quote-unquote, incurable form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma that just didn't respond to standard treatment. But lucky for me, and quite literally in the nick of time, I was able to get a new treatment that attacks the cancer differently. And it really was the Bayh-Dole Act that set the stage for its development. So it enables me to be healthy and cancer-free for 18 years and counting.
Wow.
So the whole point of this, it's not just me. It's literally millions of people in Michigan, across the United States, and around the world. So this was a remarkable piece of legislation that benefited just millions of people.
Absolutely, like yourself. Joe, what are some of the other things besides cancer medication that we can thank the Bayh-Dole Act for?
Well, one of which is Google. I mean, Google was invented by two students at Stanford University on a National Science Foundation grant. No one saw any particular application for it. No company was interested in it. So these two students actually started a company. Stanford gave them the intellectual property or the patent rights. And now we are, 30, 40 years later, Google is one of the largest companies in the country. HDTV came from Bayh-Dole, Allegra came from Bayh-Dole, Honeycrisp apples, firefighter drones. It's just across the board, cancer treatments, Hep C and Hep B and C vaccines. The government's funding research, but it's not funding products. And so if you don't have people in the private sector that are willing to take the risk and put the money into it, those things just remain on the shelf and people like Betsy can't benefit. So what Bayh-Dole did was it injected the incentives of patent ownership into federally funded research, and in fact, Bayh-Dole is one of the drivers of the economy. It's contributed at least $1.7 trillion with a T to the economy and created 6 million new jobs. In fact, it's one of the reasons you find small companies forming around universities is because of the Bayh-Dole Act.
That's interesting. Betsy, how did you find out that the Buy Dole Act helped save your life? And what's your message to lawmakers, now that it has?
Well, it was funny because I was just happened to be reading a book about the Buy Dole Act and looked into it and found out that's what really laid the foundation. In terms of my message to lawmakers, especially today, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're gripped by polarization. And I think that I just wish that the current members of Congress would look to the Buy Dole Act to see that bipartisanship really can save lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, are you hopeful? I mean, last night, for example, we saw Republican senators meeting in the Oval Office with the president, talking for a couple of hours about coronavirus relief, one of many things that needs to be done in Washington. Are you hopeful that we are maybe entering into a new era of bipartisanship?
I'm certainly, like you, and I think like most folks outside of Washington, are hopeful because I think most of us are just exhausted from what we've been through with just the continuing fighting and rancor. And I think one thing, again, there are legitimate reasons why you have two different political parties. You're not going to agree on everything. But I think one thing we can all agree on is we want more vaccines developed and we want them being distributed. I mean, that's something that I think everybody across the board can agree on. And I guess the question is, you want to get as much across the finish line as you can. But if you start with the things that people can't agree on, you can add things to that. But if you try to put everything in the package that one side wants and the other side sees that they're losing, then you go right back to where we are now. So hopefully, people are getting the political message that I think regardless of what your politics are, people just want to get out of this mess and start solving problems. And, we look to these people to be political leaders, and now's the time for real leadership.
Joe, if people want to find out more about Buy Dole 40, do you have a website, social media, something?
We do. It's www.buydole40.com, .org. And basically what we're doing is using what happened with the Buy Dole Act to educate people about the importance of it. One of the reasons we have the COVID vaccines is because of the Buy Dole Act. The public and private sectors work together seamlessly, and we have people that are trying to undo it right now. So we're really trying to alert people that, the law works, leave it alone and really build on it. Don't go back and undo and make us relearn the lessons that were so painful 40 years ago.
Yeah, great message. Joe, appreciate your time. Betsy, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, both of you. Bye-bye.